Pilots basketball back here with our AAA. AAA Oregon post game show reminds you to keep life going. And you heard head coach Shante Leggins. That was quite a roller coaster ride. Everything that you asked for from this team to start the game was right there. 18-3. Attention to detail, defense, rebounding, pace.
Yeah.
Good decisions. And then what happened?
You know, what happened is human nature with young people. You know, they got the instant gratification right away, and they thought the game was over. You know, they've seen this team play. They've seen this team. You know, this is a good team. You know, they've had some close games. They've had some, you know, at the end of the games, you lose at the buzzer. But our team's up 18-3. Again, it's another team we're putting together. And they see the score. It's 18-3. They're feeling good. You're thinking about, hey, we're going to be 7-2 when we go back home. It's a big-time win for us. And, you know, they start chipping away, and our guys start turning the ball over, and the ball starts to stick, and we start to do things that, you know, it's uncoachable sometimes, you know. And that's the thing you love about sports. That's the thing you love about young people. Now, if you talk about hitting adversity, we sure hit that. And, you know, you throw in a young freshman at the end who hasn't played pretty much all season. He plays the last 10 minutes, and he won the game for us. And he was stepped up to the challenge. And, you know, we were trying to find people. I mean, you got to play three games in 3 days, and then we had a game 2 days before that, so 4 games in 5 days, and you're asking a lot of these young men, and you got guys playing, you know, more minutes than they should be playing, but at the same time, you miss Jack, so we haven't had practice to really work on that and do different things. But, you know, this team, this is what it's going to take. We're going to battle every single game, and every game, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who we play, we're going to battle, and we'll be in every game, and we'll have a chance to win every game this year. I'm telling you that right now. This team is fun to coach.
As good as that opening stretch was, then maybe the worst 10 minutes we've seen to start the second half.
Oh, yeah,
nothing
sure.
Went in. Turnovers. They started getting hot. Hughes started getting it going. This team dug deep. And then you wonder, okay, have they checked out? And I think you found out a lot about your team here this afternoon.
Found out a bunch. You know, that's why you go on these games. And, you know, this is a real road win for us. This is teams at home. And you go on these games and you see what you get. And, you know, you're playing for, you know, a WCC championship at the same time. You're trying to get a bid to go to the NCAA tournament. So as long as you keep playing hard and putting yourself in position, that's the most important part. And, you know, we got the WCC coming. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. But right now we got to handle our business. And these guys did. And that was the worst 10 minutes of hoops I've ever seen. At one point, I think we had more turnovers than we had field goals. And that's something that I've never been a part of. But at the same time, you know, they battled and they did what they needed to do to get this win.
You mentioned chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins, the contribution of Matias Fedosatovic in there in the second half. And you wondered – we saw several three-point attempts and jump shots and some point-blank shots just rattle in and out, loose rims here in this building, stuff that was halfway down. And then you wondered, okay, is this going to start getting in their heads at some point? Matia had a wide-open three initially that was halfway down and popped out. But when he hit that first one, he saw the wry smile. He settled down. And then defensively, he was able to do a lot of those switches that you were having a hard time finding the right combination.
He used his size. He caused a turnover. He got 3 rebounds in 10 minutes. He did everything you asked him. He had an extra pass. I mean, the ball moved when he was in, and that's a big deal for us. You know, the ball's got to move. We only had 15 assists. Again, this is another game where it's like you have to eke it out, but these are the games that are going to make us tougher and towards the end of the season. And we're finding guys we can count on. Yaru was huge yesterday. He played some solid minutes today, and then Matia was huge today. These are true freshmen that, you know, Matia's first action in American basketball. He doesn't know how good he can be. You know, he could be one of the better players in this league in time. And so as he starts figuring this out and understanding what he needs to do, the sky's the limit for this young man. But, you know, again, we see Mike with 38 minutes. We see, you know, T-Rob with 37 minutes. We see Moses with 36. We gotta get some cushions here. And this week coming up is going to be good. But you love the contribution from the young guys. And we just got to keep getting them and keep getting them ready. Chica played 28 minutes today, man.
Yep.
So that's big time.
That was big time for him, able to stay on the floor after picking up that fourth foul as well. But Mike Meadows was one of the players that came with you from Eastern, a career high 22 points for him when Moses didn't score in the first half, which is going to be a rarity. He was able to shoulder the load on the offensive end, scoring the wrap off the thumb, so that's good to see. And then defensively, he kept Glasper wrapped up for the better part of the game until he hit some desperation threes late.
That was his matchup. And Mike's tough, man. Mike's a tough kid, and he's got a little thumb problem, but he ain't worried about that. He's just got to go out and play. And, you know, he gets into his head a little bit. He's really down, you know, hard on himself. But he's a really, really, really good player, and we're lucky to have him. I'm glad he came with me. But these guys, man, it was just fun to coach these guys. You see the excitement in the locker room. You see the excitement on the bench. You know, you're down, and you guys are still – thank you, guys. You guys are great. Thank you so much. Thank you. But, you know, they're actually really bad hosts. But these guys did well, and it was just fun to coach this team. They were up. They were down. They battled back. They fought it. And they did everything they possibly could to get this game won, and they did it. And it just makes you proud as a coach. You know, they were down, and, you know, a lot of negativity coming from, you know, from me asking what's going on. But they stuck with it, and that's what the team needs to do. They stuck with it, and they battled. It was fun to coach them.
So now a rarity. In season, you get 2 weeks with only one game. Yes, they got to take care of finals, but what do you want to focus on with some extra practices here where you're not doing a scout and getting ready for a game?
Well, we're going to have 10 balls to start practice, and every time one goes, we're only going to have 9 balls. And another turnover, we only have 8. And once we get to 0, we're going to run a whole bunch. And we got to somehow figure out how not to turn that ball over. And those balls, it's precious. It's gold. You know, we're going to be in a lot of close games, and we got to put ourselves in a spot to you know, do what we got to do to win games. And if you're going to keep shooting yourself in the foot like that, I mean, this game, you know, it got away from us early in that second half because of a turnover, because of a travel, because somebody's trying to do something. So as that ball doesn't move, and that ball gives everybody energy, even if they're not scoring, you just catch it and move it. It gives you energy if you're playing. And so we're going to work on that. I'm not playing about the turn. You guys want to watch? Come watch us practice, because we only have 10 balls. And if you see us down to 6, you know they're getting closer to running. So, but these young men, it was fun to coach them today, and it was a lot of fun to see their face in that locker room after that.
Well, it certainly ended up being a good trip. 2-1. We'll let you get prepared for the flight home, and you can usher over Matias Fedosatovic. We'll give him a little air time and let him introduce himself as he did. But congratulations on the victory, a 2-1 trip, and a 7-2 start overall.
Again, thank you. Go Pilot Nation. I know y'all wanted Mike, but you'll get him again. Don't worry about it. Matias got this one.
All righty. He'll hand that headset over to Matias. Matias Fedosatovic, 3 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Coming in the second half with some crucial minutes, first significant contribution. So congratulations. I saw you finally hit that 3. You got your first points, and we saw that smile of yours. How just good did that feel to finally break the ice?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, third day in a row, 3 games in a row. You always have to be ready and know when your name is going to be called. And, yeah, I just came in and brought energy.
Well, and I know there's so much still that's new. I mean, we even saw, you know, trying to check in and how American basketball and the scores table, and you got to wait until the first free throw and stuff like that. Just how comfortable are you getting right now just playing college basketball here in the United States?
I mean, it is a big difference, but it's been 3 months, 4 months since I got here, and I think I'm pretty used to most of the things. And, yeah, that you said when I have to sub in, I don't know why I have to sit down. Like, what's the big deal if I just stand up?
Yeah, it's completely different. Well, the scorers are trying to look and see. But, yeah, there's a whole process, and we'll help you with that along the way, too. Talking here with Matias Fedosatovic, the freshman from Niš, Serbia. So now getting a little more running, obviously, with the injury to Jack, a lot more opportunities for you to get involved in a performance like this. How important is it now to go back and practice and be able to work a little bit more on the role that the team's going to have for you here with Jack out?
Yeah, that's been pretty tough, hearing that Jack had a really big injury and that he's going to be out for the rest of the season. And now we have to go back. We're coming back tonight. We're going back tonight home. And we have the rest of the week. We're playing again on Friday. And, yeah, it's going to take some adjustments and things. I mean, we really felt it here during these 3 games without him. It's been really tough. At least we won the 2 games. But, yeah, it's going to take some adjustments.
And so, and then obviously balancing finals there before the game with getting ready for the game with VMI. What are you most comfortable with in your game right now that you think you'll be able to we'll see more of as you get more minutes?
Yeah, I mean, now at the moment I'm mostly focused on defense, like really hard defense and rebounding. But in my offensive game, I think I can be really good in transition and open threes.
Well, we're looking forward to it. So glad you got this opportunity and you were able to come through. Much needed. The team overall, where did you guys find the energy? It was real easy at the start. Looked like it was going to be a big victory. And then things kind of went sideways on you to start the second half. What does it say about this team overall that you were able to overcome it and still get the victory going away here this afternoon?
Yeah, we started off really good, and I think we relaxed a little bit with the big lead. And then there was a lot of ups and downs during the game, but we played really tough at the end and won the game.
Well, that toughness is going to do you very, very well as you continue to move on. Matias Fedosatovic, I think I got it down.
Yeah,
we're doing that. Congratulations. Thanks for stopping by. We'll let you get a shower as we are getting ready to head to the airport. Little photo time there.
Thank you.
All right, congratulations. We'll see you on the airplane as his teammates coming over to congratulate him.